It is not easy for a splintered personality to become whole, because only some parts of a splintered personality seek wholeness. The other parts, because they are not as responsible or caring or compassionate as the parts that seek wholeness, pull the other way. They seek to create what satisfies them, what they are accustomed to. These parts of the personality are often strong and well-established. The splintered personality must always choose between opposing parts of itself. This is the backbone situation of our evolution. This is the foundational situation, the point of choice. The choice of intention is also the choice of karmic path. If you speak or act from anger, for example, you create the karma of anger. If you speak or act with compassion, you create the karma of compassion, and a different path opens before you. This happens whether you are aware of the different parts of yourself or not, whether even you are aware of the choices that you make at each moment. Unconscious evolution through the density of physical matter, through the experiences that are created unconsciously by unconscious intentions, has been the way of our species to now. This is the unconscious road to authentic empowerment. Conscious evolution through responsible choice is the accelerated way of evolution of the multisensory personality and the five-sensory personality that is becoming multisensory. Responsible choice is the conscious road to authentic empowerment. What is responsible choice? As you follow your feelings, you become aware of the different parts of yourself and the different things they want. You cannot have them all at once because many of them conflict. The part of you that wants money and a bigger house conflicts with the part of you that suffers with the poor and hungry. The part of you that reaches out with compassion toward the beauty in others conflicts with the part of you that wants to use others for your own benefit or gratification. When you satisfy one part of yourself, the needs of another go unsatisfied. The fulfillment of one part of you creates anguish in another or others, and you are torn. Just as the experimenter in quantum physics cannot produce the experiences of waves from physical light and the experience of particles from physical light at the same time, and must choose which experience he or she will create, so you, also, as you shape non-physical light, must choose which experience you will create.